Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Singer Janine Rivers has been serenading Milwaukee area audiences for years. Whether she's at Caroline's or the Pfister's Blue Bar and Lounge or at West Bend's Café Sorette, Rivers' powerful and expressive vocals, plus her mix of jazz standards and original compositions, makes her an audience favorite.
Rivers recently released her first album, which is called Iridescent October. She, along with bassist Dwayne Williams and pianist James Faraday, recently stopped by the studio to perform a few numbers from it, including this one, All of Me.
So this is for the ladies. It's 2 a.m. and it's bar time. And you see this fine young thing at the end of the bar, and you walk to him, and this is what you say. All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'd be no good without you? Take my lips, I want you to use them, baby. Take my arms.
That was all of me, great jazz standard. Janine Rivers Trio here in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's
thank
such
you.
A pleasure, Janine, to finally have you in the studio after all this time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Jazz is one of my favorite things to listen to, and your new album, well, it's your first album.
Yes,
first
it is.
Of all,
my
and
debut,
so maybe
yes.
we should start with that. Like, why did it take so long to do? You've been singing a long time, and you've got a great following around Milwaukee, and people know who you are. You've got great musicians to play with you. Why did it take so long to do an album?
I honestly, truly believe that some things in life, it's all about the timing. I have been singing my whole life. I had a career in banking. I was married. I was raising my daughter. And then when life happened, is what I like to say, I got an opportunity to go back to school to get my degree at MATC. And there is where I met the heart of the jazz musicians in the city. And I was encouraged, because I was a classical girl. And I was encouraged to start singing. And then I wanted to get my CD done. And there were a lot of things that transpired during the course of the time of me leading up to the road to get a CD done. My fiance, who his nation is about, passed away of cancer. And so that was a
set. I'm so sorry. That's just horrible.
And he died of cancer, and so that was an emotional setback. I had health issues. I was 472 pounds. I needed to lose weight, and so I needed to do that. And then I needed to meet great musicians like James Faraday that came along and helped me get my original. He's the one, James, if it wasn't for James, his nation wouldn't have never happened. He, Janine, do an original. I'm like, you know, I dibbled and dabbled in some of the notes and the chords, and I'm not a master at that. And he took it and made it what it was, and the lyrics were already there. And it just, I had to do a lot of growing to get the CD done. Iridescent October, it's all about change for me. And it represents the changes that I had to go through during the course of the time of dealing with the loss of my fiance, creative differences, losing friendships, and just having faith in myself and confidence to go ahead and get done. Took 2 years and 6 months to get the CD done. And when I got the CD and when I look at it and when I listen to it, I wouldn't change not one thing.
It's a great CD.
It's all about the timing. It wasn't ready for it to be done before. It's ready now.
So James, when did you meet her? And how did this musical partnership
See, I met start? Janine a few years ago. I don't know exactly when, but I think she saw me playing at Hotel Metro.
Yes.
And we started playing and working together. So it's been an ongoing musical relationship and friendship since then, and it's been going well.
And Dwayne, when did you come into the picture?
I met Janine about 2 years ago. I was playing around with other people, and she heard me play, and she asked me, would I do her thing? And
do my thing. I like that.
And I did it. I mean, yeah, she sounds great, and, you know, she's got a great personality on stage. So, yeah, we've been cool ever since.
And the two of you, James and Dwayne, how often do you play together? Did you play together before Janine?
Actually, no.
No, we met each other through Janine.
Yeah, through Janine, yeah.
And so
we've been playing together for a handful of times,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's great playing with Dwayne. It's fantastic.
He's great.
I was just watching the two of you interact, and it was a lot of fun, you know, to kind of...
Pretty easy to play with Dwayne, and I'm assuming likewise from day one, actually. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty easy click.
Yeah.
You all talk the same language.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things in the CD is that you've got a wonderful mix of standards like All of Me. You've got your own tunes. You've got some things that you wouldn't necessarily expect from a quote-unquote jazz album. I'm thinking Mr. Bojangles, which is a great tune.
Yeah.
And it's a very cool arrangement. Are you doing the arrangements, James?
No, I believe Dan Dance was on that song.
Okay. Yes.
I did about roughly half of the CD. Maybe my fractions are off.
Yeah. But in terms of arrangements, the ones you worked on, you did the arrangements for? Are you guys working together on the arrangements? Or
I'd like to give James the credit for the arrangements, because when we went into the studio, Bonnie, what was so wonderful is some of the songs that you hear on the CD were not intended to be on the CD. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that, James. I showed up with my gig book, and I handed out the charts, and I said, I had a whole different lineup. And then literally before I walked out the door, I'm like, you know, I'm going to grab my gig book. And when we did All of Me, we had never done it that way live. He sat down at the piano and just came up with that magic. And then as soon as he started playing, I came up with my intro. And it just, the same with All of Me and the same with Can't Help Loving That Man. It just spark just happened in the recording studio. Majority of the songs that you hear on the CD were not planned. I didn't have any special arrangements. We just went in there and we just did it. And it just happened.
What ended up on the cutting room floor?
A lot of people brought their ideas as well. I can't take credit for all the arrangements on the CD. It's because there's a lot of musicians, and Hal Miller brought quite a bit of ideas to the table, and a few full-on arrangements, and Dan's brought a bunch of things as well. So we wound up working collaboratively. Few musicians stood out on certain songs for their contributions, and that puts together, she has lots of Milwaukee musicians on the CD, and the whole thing kind of comes together as a unit quite nicely.
Well, let's hear this song, His Nation, that you talked about a little bit at the beginning. This is for your late fiancé.
Yes, Dwight Turner, very well known in Milwaukee. When Lincoln High School was really thriving, he was very well known and literally was a basketball star. You know, if you mention his name now to anyone that went to Lincoln in the 70s, they know who he is. So
you said the words were there. You had already written it down?
It was a poem, actually. Mm-hmm. So and a lot of the lyrics are, the words are missing. You know, I made it fit with what, you know, James came up with. And
so, James, when you saw the poem, did the music come right away, or did it take a little while to figure out what you wanted to do with it?
It took a little while. We had the words, we had some chords, and we sort of sat at the piano, and we created sections of the song and figure out a melody and areas where it would nicely line up in certain spots. And as you're working on it, it builds, and eventually you get to the end and you realize that that's the song.
Gee, we have it.
Gee, we have it. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, let's hear it. This is His Nation with Janine Rivers Trio in Lake Effects Performance Studio.
Sits upon a man, a tall, slender, handsome man, a suit adorns a man, a tall, slender, handsome man. He walks like no other man, he talks like no other man, for he is the I Am of his nation. For he tries to please woman, a basketball in his hand, a 34 becomes his brand. Noisy crowds adore the man, the clouds cheer in the stands, lifting him to higher hands, for he is the I Am of his nation. But the demons in his life won't allow him to get far. They tap into his mind like the wind against the air. Times and troubles may get you down, but don't forget your place in this nation. Bogged down with pain and fear from simply just being here, a father that he never knew, a mother that refused to sue, a family that he never knew. It's the place that he chose, it's the place that he knows in his nation. Thank you. like the wind against the earth. Times and troubles may get you down, but don't forget your place in this nation. Bogged down with pain and fear from simply just being here. A father that he never knew, a mother that refused to sue, a family that he never knew. It's the place that he chose, it's the place that he knows, it's the place that he chose. Don't forget your place, don't you forget your, don't you forget your place in this nation.
That was His Nation, an original song by two of my guests here, Janine Rivers and James Flaherty, along with Dwayne Williams on bass. And I want to thank you very much. What a beautiful song.
Thank you very thank much. You.
So tell me about the jazz scene here. You guys are all very active in it. It seems like it just keeps chugging along in Milwaukee. There's a lot of really good musicians. There's quite a few places to go hear live jazz. What's it like from your side of the microphone?
Well, the jazz scene seems to be pretty vibrant in Milwaukee. I'm just sort of getting into it. And every time I'm back into town, I see and hear and meet new people, and they're all quite fantastic. And I realize that Janine and Dwayne are here all year round, and they meet more people, and they're busier, and they wind up at places that I didn't even know existed.
Like?
Like, I didn't know the Blue Room at the top of the Fist here was a very popular jazz venue. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, for you, Dwayne, I mean, you're playing around. Are you, you're making a living as a musician?
Yeah, no. I had a regular job for a while, but now I've retired and this is all I do.
Lucky you.
I'm a bum.
A bass bum.
A bass bum. I like that.
And so, Janine, are you making a living at this, or are you just kind of, sort of?
I would like to say I'm a starving musician. It it takes care of some of the bills, but yes, I always tell everyone, of course, in banking, it was really nice. It was lucrative. Now, but I wasn't happy. Now I'm doing my music, and I'm happy, and basically, yes, this is all that I do. You know, you go from being independent and living on your own to living with roommates to share the bills. It makes it a lot easier, but, you know, it's so much happier. It's a happier life when you're living your passion.
Now, do you play just in town, Dwayne, or do you travel
Chicago,
around?
Chicago, Illinois mm-hmm. area.
Yeah.
And then I travel with Warren Wiegratz's band, Vivo. We do some stuff out of town. But mostly Wisconsin, though.
Mostly here, yeah. And Janine, are you planning to try to do some more touring yourself?
Well, yes, since you mentioned it. Well, I was in Dallas for a while, so it was nice to be at the Balcony Room and Eddie V's. And in April, I'm on my way to Spain for a while.
And James, you're about to get on a ship.
That's correct. I work for Princess Cruise Lines, and I'm traveling to the Panama Canal for 6 weeks or so.
And you are in a band, or are you playing like piano in a lounge? Or?
No, I'm in a band, but they don't come in as a unit. We all come on separately. We all read music, and we usually back up the entertainment for the night. It's not always the most artistic of gigs, but I certainly do like the paycheck.
Yes. Well, I think the food's good, too.
The food is good, but it gets old.
Really? I would have thought something new every night, but no?
Well, after the cruise is over, then it repeats for us. Everybody else goes home, but we stay another cruise, and then it starts over again.
So how many cruises total in that 6 weeks?
That one will be three cruises, so 2 weeks to go through. It's from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles is one, and then back again.
So they're going to dump you, they're going to drop you in Los Angeles, and then you have to fly back?
You're correct. They'll dump me in Los Angeles. Dump you. Yeah. And then, yeah, and I'll fly back in, LA, I think. No,
all
actually
right.
Fort Lauderdale, yeah.
Well, you'll have to post pictures all over Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it has been such a pleasure to have you in the studio, to hear some jazz. It's, again, like I said at the beginning, it's one of my favorite forms of music. And you're going to go out with a real standard, a real classic. And it didn't start as jazz. It started as opera.
Right.
So tell me about this song that you're going to take us out with.
Summertime is a song, I call it my drop dead, roll out of bed song that I could sing. I've been singing it since I was seven, from when I first seen Porgy and Bess. And I used to sing it in my classical days. And it's a Gershwin tune, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
It yes. certainly is. And it's the thing we're all hoping for right now
yes.
in Wisconsin. Maybe if we sing really well, it'll come early. What do you think?
Yes.
By Friday, I think.
Friday.
Excellent. Well, for you.
Yes, for you, Friday.
Well, this is the Jeanine Rivers Trio, and that includes James Faraday and Dwayne Williams playing here in Lake Effects Performance Studio Summertime. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread
Milwaukee native Jeanine Rivers, along with pianist James Faraday and bassist Dwayne Williams, performing Summertime in Lake Effects Studio C1. Our interview was engineered by John Strelecki.
Rivers will play tomorrow night at Café Sarette in West Bend. You can find a link to more information at WUWM.com.
Summertime. she's so good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. The news spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. Mama standing by. Don't you worry now, mama, now, baby, 'cause you've got your mama, and she's gonna watch your heart now, baby. When you fly and go, you've got your mama gonna watch you now. Don't you worry, don't you worry, baby. Don't you worry, it's summertime. Don't you worry, don't you worry. Don't you worry, it's summertime. It's summertime.